USA Radio News with John Hunt.
6 of 7 Mississippi chicken processing plants raided were willfully and unlawfully employing people who lacked authorization to work in the United States, including workers wearing electronic monitoring bracelets at work for previous immigration violations, according to court documents. Federal investigators behind the biggest immigration raid in over a decade relied on confidential informers inside the plants in addition to data from the monitoring bracelets to help make their case. Officials arrested 680 people during Wednesday's operation. 3 Democratic congressmen on Friday demanded that the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice produce more information. They want to know the cost of the raids, whether employers face criminal charges, and whether any U.S. citizens were detained, and how many parents were separated from children, and whether any still remain separated. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
With the latest story update from El Paso, Texas, the man accused of carrying out last weekend's deadly mass shootings at the Walmart confessed to officers while he was surrendering and later explained that he had been targeting only Mexicans. Patrick Crucius, age 21, emerged with his hands up from a vehicle that was stopped at an intersection shortly after the attack and told officers, "I am your shooter." Detective Adrian Garcia said this in an arrest warrant affidavit. Crucius later waived his Miranda rights and agreed to speak with the detectives, telling them he entered the store with the AK-47 assault rifle and multiple magazines only targeting Mexicans. 22 people were killed and 24 injured. Most of the dead had Hispanic last names and 8 were Mexican national. The World Food Program says it's planning to nearly quadruple the number of people that the UN agency helps in 4 Central American countries affected by drought, seen as one of the drivers of migration through the region. The agency aims to provide food assistance to 700,000 people in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
America's most well-known bear is turning 75. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
One federal official says Smokey Bear ranks right up there behind Santa Claus and Mickey Mouse. Since 1944, Smokey's been seen in parades, on posters, in magazines, and in TV commercials.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
All this year, he's being celebrated at events across the nation. This week, though, marks the actual 75th anniversary of his service, and it's being marked with numerous events all across the nation. Experts say his message remains important as humans cause over 60,000 wildfires each year.
Walmart has ordered workers to remove video game signs and displays that depict violence from stores nationwide after 22 people died at a shooting at one of its Texas stores. But the big box retailer will continue to sell guns. In an internal memo, the retailer told employees to remove any violent marketing material, unplug Xbox and PlayStation consoles that show violent video games, and turn off any violence depicted on screens in its electronics departments. Walmart will still sell the violent video games and hasn't made any changes to its gun sales policy, despite pressure from workers, politicians, and activists to do so. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat running for president, blasted Walmart in a tweet. She said, "The weapons they sell are killing their own customers and employees. No profit is worth those lives. Do the right thing. Stop selling guns." This is USA Radio News.